August 15, 1922, the Acts of Jesus and those of the Most Holy Virgin and the Divine Will. Finding myself in my usual state, I was abandoning myself in the arms of the Most Holy Will of God, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, in my will you will find not only all of the acts that my humanity did, in which I intertwined all creatures together, but you will also find all of the acts that my dear mama did which, weaving with mine, formed one single act. As soon as I was conceived in her womb, she began the weaving with my acts. And since my humanity had no other life, no other food, and no other purpose but the will of my Father alone which, flowing everywhere, made me act of each creature so as to give to the Father the rights as creator on the part of creatures and to give myself as life to all creatures, in the same way, as she began her intertwining with me, she too gave back to the Father his rights as creator in the name of all, and gave herself to all creatures. Therefore, all creatures received, together with my acts, the acts of my mama's life. Now, in heaven, she embraces all the glory of each creature. My will gives her such glory on the part of each creature that there is no glory which she does not contain, and no glory which does not descend from her. And since she wove her works, her love, her pains, etc. with me, now in heaven she is so confused with as much glory as were the weavings she did in my will. This is why she surpasses everything, embraces everything and flows in everything. This is what it means to live in my will. My beloved mama could have never received so much glory, if all of her acts had not flown in my will. Acts which constitute her queen and crown of all. Now I want you in my will, so that the weaving may not be between two, but among three. My will wants to expand in order to find all creatures together in one creature. Do you see the great good that will come to you? How much glory you will give me, and how much good you will do to all?